Well, police in the Canadian province of Ontario says a driver intentionally struck a family because they were Muslim, killing four people and seriously injuring a nine-year-old boy in what has been denounced as an act of unspeakable hatred and Islamophobia. Now, the victims, all members of the same family, were hit on Sunday evening while waiting to cross a street in the city of London, about 200 kilometers southwest of Toronto. This is as Canadian news had reported. Joining me afternoon for him, evening for me, Nader Hashimi. Hashimi is the director of the Center for Middle East Studies at the Joseph Kobal School of International Studies. Joining us today, or he joins us today from Denver, Colorado. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, brother Nader.
Walaikum salam. Thank you for having me.
Brother Nader, give us a brief summary of the horrific incident that saw a Muslim family run over and what we know thus far.
Well, you summarized the events quite succinctly. What we know so far is that a Muslim family, Canadian Muslim family, originally from Pakistan, were out for an afternoon stroll in London, Ontario, which is a town in southwestern Ontario, sort of midway between Toronto and Detroit. And a 20-year-old young man from a sort of a white Anglo-Saxon background decided to kill them for being different, for being Muslim. So he ran his car into the family that was walking on the sidewalk. In fact, he drove his car onto the sidewalk and killed four members of the family, injured the nine-year-old young boy who, you know, is still in hospital and possibly might survive. And the police and the mayor have officially described this event as a crime motivated by Islamophobia, motivated by hatred of Muslims. So that's what we know.
You know, Nader, when it comes to the coverage of such incidences, we've seen different angles, especially from the U.S. media, when it happens in their territory, of portraying the attacker as a confused young, you know, male white man. Are we seeing any of that now, or is it being called what it is?
No, you're right. There often is a deep reluctance to call events such as the one that happened in Canada yesterday as an act of domestic terrorism. The term terrorism has so deeply been ingrained in Western intellectual and political culture as being synonymous with Islam and Muslims that when a white person does it, it's very difficult for the media, for politicians, to call these types of events as acts of domestic terrorism. Muslim groups in Canada are, you know, demanding that everyone be treated by the same standard. There is some, you know, I think, movement in that direction by some Canadian media sources. It's too early to sort of get a sense of, you know, exactly how the Canadian media has, you know, reported on this. But what is taking place, and I think it was a positive sign, is that the event yesterday, the killing of this family, is being described as an act of Islamophobia, an act of hatred, which it clearly is. So that's, I think, positive, because sometimes in past cases, when you'll see someone killed from a Muslim background, there are these attempts to not label it as a hate crime, to sort of dance around the issue, to suggest that there were other motives, which, you know, theoretically could exist. But at least in this case, it's pretty clear that, you know, this was an act of hate, it was an act of Islamophobia, and it just reminds us that this problem is still very much with us in our contemporary world.
You know, Nader, Canada is usually viewed by many as a more liberal country. We've seen President Trudeau and many other leaders, for that matter, from all different communities, strongly interact and bond with the Muslim community. And it is viewed as, you know, sometimes that this escape for many who have fled oppression and repression from their countries, and many of those countries being Muslim countries, unfortunately finding sanctuary in Canada. But Canada has had, you know, the Montreal incident of a few years ago that's very vivid in our memory. And now this particular incident, as well as other, you know, I wouldn't call them minor incidences, but concerning incidences over the last few years. Are people now feeling, you know, apprehensive? Are they feeling scared, if I would say, that, you know, Islamophobia is here to stay, and it is a stark reminder we don't feel safe anymore?
Well, that's a great question. I think in the immediate aftermath of this horrific incident, Canadian Muslims are feeling much more concerned and much more anxious, because you, as you just indicated, there has been a long pattern and series of these types of events. But I think we need to take a step back and also acknowledge the point that question sort of entailed, that broadly speaking, Canada has been a wonderful place for Muslims to live in. You know, I was born in Canada to a Canadian Muslim family. I grew up there. I have vast numbers of my extended family there. They're prospering. They're happy. They're content. But things have changed in recent years. And part of the change has been, I think, social media, where you have people radicalized. You know, we often talk about social media and radicalization into young Muslim men in different parts of the world who have gone and joined ISIS, and that is a fact. But we also have the opposite phenomenon of young, white, Western-oriented, Euro-American men also being radicalized by what they see on social media and then attacking Muslims. This was the case in Norway. This was the case in other European capitals when we've seen these attacks. It certainly was the case in Christchurch, New Zealand, when we saw that horrific massacre a few years ago at the mosque. And we're seeing it again here in the Canadian context, both the event that happened yesterday and the attack in Montreal and the attack in Quebec City in 2017 that killed six people in a mosque. All of these people, the investigations have revealed, have been radicalized by seeing things on social media. So that's a big, I mean, these are parts of the story that we need to acknowledge. The other big part of the story here is that there is, for lack of a better term, the emergence of what I would call a right-wing nationalist Islamophobia international that is comprised of many of these, you know, right-wing ultra-nationalist organizations who tend to feed off each other and reinforce sort of each other's narrative about the world, about, you know, the need for a move toward populist right-wing politics. Donald Trump is in many ways a figurehead for these people. And in Canada, this has had an impact. So the Conservative Party in Canada, just to give you one example, in 2017, a motion was put forward in the Canadian Parliament. It was called Motion 103, that simply called for the Canadian Parliament to condemn Islamophobia. It was a pretty easy, non-controversial motion to condemn anti-Muslim bigotry. 91 sitting members of parliament, all of them from the Conservative Party, voted against that motion to condemn Islamophobia. And the reason why they did that is because the Conservative Party in Canada, like the Republican Party in the United States, is deeply infused by a narrative that views Muslims and that views Islam in very negative terms, and politicians can get elected by playing on these themes of anti-Muslim bigotry. So this is a global problem. It's affected the Canadian political scene as well. But thankfully, you know, that's just one part of the Canadian political landscape. The other part of the Canadian political landscape, the other two main political parties in Canada, the Liberal Party and the New Democratic Party, they don't buy into this rhetoric of Islamophobia. They're much more principled, much more outspoken. And so in that sense, there's some hope.
Nader Hashmi, shukran jazakallah khair for joining us all the way from Denver this evening. And assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Okay. Wassalamu alaikum. Thank you.
Nadir Hashmi, Director of the Center for Middle East Studies at the Joseph Campbell School of International Studies, talking to us about the events coming out of Canada. And, you know, Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant the sole surviving member Sabrun Jameel, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lift the ranks of those who have passed away, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect the safety, integrity, honor of Muslims wherever they may be. Time for me to conclude the daily roundup right here from my studios in Durban. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.